आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस: Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez to jointly inaugurate Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing of C-295 military plane in Vadodara today. Prime Minister Modi to also dedicate to nation gauge conversion of Bhuj-Nalia rail line in Gujarat. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi says paddy will be procured as promised and not a single grain will be left out. Japan's ruling coalition loses majority in parliamentary elections. India's Yashaswini Ghorpade and Kritvika Roy clinch women's doubles title at WTT Feeder Cagliari table tennis tournament in Italy. And India's grappler Chirag bags gold medal at Under-23 Wrestling World Championship in Tirana, Albania. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez will jointly inaugurate the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing of C-295 military plane in Vadodara today. This will be the first private sector final assembly line for military aircraft in India. Apart from the Tatas, leading defence public sector units such as Bharat Electronics Limited and Bharat Dynamics Limited, as well as private, micro, small and medium enterprises will contribute to this programme. On reaching Vadodara, both the leaders will hold a roadshow and later hold delegation-level talks. More from our correspondent.
The Tata Airbus project is India's first private sector aerospace project for military planes under Make in India initiative. It highlights the growing strategic defense ties between India and Spain. In October 2022, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had laid the foundation stone for the Vadodara final assembly line. Out of the 56 C-295 aircrafts to be produced for India under the project, 40 will be manufactured in Vadodara by Tata Advanced System Limited, while 16 aircrafts will be delivered directly by Spain-based aviation giant Airbus. A versatile military transport aircraft manufactured at this facility will be equipped with indigenous electronic warfare suits for the Indian Air Force and will be capable of carrying 71 troops or 50 paratroopers. The first of these Made in India aircraft is expected to be ready by September 2026. This facility will create a whole ecosystem right from manufacturing to assembly, test and qualification to delivery and maintenance of the complete life cycle of an aircraft. After the completion of the program, both the leaders will visit the famous Lakshmi Vilas Palace of Vadodara and will hold delegation-level talks. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the gauge conversion of Bhuj-Nalia rail line to the nation today through video conferencing from Amreli in Gujarat. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Public Relations Officer, Western Railway, Vineet Abhishek said that the project will provide cheaper transportation and boost economic activities in the Kutch region of Gujarat.
This 101.4 kilometer long project has been constructed at a cost of 1100 crores. And this connects 11 stations in this region. Broad gauge conversion now will directly have safer, cheaper and a better transport options. Apart from this, this will directly spur the industries in this region, which will be directly impacted by this new broad gauge rail line. Also, this is a port area, will aid in the import-export of products from this region.
Our correspondent reports that this extensive project features 24 major bridges, 254 minor bridges, 3 road overbridges and 30 road underbridges.
The project will play a crucial role in enhancing the socio-economic development of Kutch district of Gujarat. The Bhuj-Nalia rail line provides seamless broad-gauge rail connectivity with the rest of the rail network. It will boost tourism in run of Kutch and enhance employment opportunities. Cement industries located in this region will also be benefited from this project. Besides, it will give impetus to import and export through ports in Kutch region. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News.
In anticipation of high passenger volume during the upcoming Diwali and Chhath festivals, Northern Railway has implemented special crowd management and control measures at New Delhi Railway Station and Anand Vihar. Talking to media, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, Chief Public Relations Officer, Northern Railway, said Railway has segregated reserved and unreserved passengers at the entry level only.
दो मुख्य स्टेशन है दिल्ली एरिया के जहां से पूर्व की तरफ मूवमेंट होता है, पहला नई दिल्ली, दूसरा आनंद विहार। तो वहां पर इस बार हम लोगों ने पंडाल बनाए हैं। पंडाल में जो हमारा होल्डिंग एरिया होगा उसमें हमने खान पान की, पीने के पानी की, टिकटिंग की और इन्फॉर्मेशन सिस्टम की व्यवस्था करके रखी है। हमारा जो अनरिजर्व और रिजर्व पैसेंजर है उसको हम लोगों ने सेग्रीगेट कर दिया है। ईस्ट साइड बाउंड हाईली पेट्रोनाइज ट्रेन है जिनकी ऑक्यूपेंसी ज्यादा है, उनको हम सभी नई दिल्ली के प्लेटफॉर्म 16 नंबर से चला रहे हैं।
Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that 185 lakh metric tons or LMT of paddy fixed for Kharif marketing season 2024-25 will be procured and not a single grain of paddy will be left out. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Joshi announced that an online portal for grievance redressal of rice millers will be launched shortly so that any difficulties faced by the stakeholders can be addressed promptly. The minister informed that in Punjab, the procurement of paddy officially commenced on the 1st of October with 2,700 designated mandis to ensure smooth operations. He said due to heavy rainfall in September and higher moisture content in paddy, the harvesting and procurement were slightly delayed, adding that a cumulative 54.95 lakh metric tons of paddy has been procured so far. Mr. Joshi also reiterated that the government stands firmly with the farmers who are their first priority.
भारत सरकार डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ फूड एंड एफसीआई जो आश्वस्त किया है 185 लाख टन ना पैडी हम प्रोक्योर करेंगे। एज ऑन डेट 14 लाख मेट्रिक टन तक हमारे पास स्पेस है और हम वीट और राइस जो पंजाब में है उसको इवैक्यूएशन शीघ्र गति से कर रहे हैं। हमने 31 लाख मेट्रिक टन स्टोरेज कैपेसिटी अंडर पीजी स्कीम, प्राइवेट एंटरप्रेनर गारंटी स्कीम पे हम स्पेस क्रिएट कर रहे हैं।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Today is the penultimate day for filing nominations for the Maharashtra Assembly elections. Congress, Shiv Sena, Nationalist Congress Party and Nationalist Congress Party SP released their list of candidates yesterday. More from our correspondent.
In Maharashtra, the Ek Nashindelet Shiv Sena released second list of 20 candidates yesterday. Milind Deora is going to contest against Shiv Sena UBT leader Aditya Thackeray in Worli. Sanjay Nirupam, a former congressman, will be in fray from Didoshi assembly seat and Nilesh Rane will be the Shiv Sena candidate from Kudal seat. The party has announced candidates on a total of 65 seats. The Congress released fourth list of 14 candidates yesterday and has announced candidates for 101 seats till now. The NCP announced its third list of 4 nominees and the party has so far announced 49 candidates. The Nationalist Congress Party, Sharad Pawar, released its third list of 9 candidates. The NCP SP has so far declared a total number of 76 candidates. The poll in Maharashtra will be held on 20 November, while the counting of votes will take place on 23 November. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of assembly elections will be undertaken today. 805 candidates have filed their nominations for the first phase of polling to be held in 43 constituencies on the 13th of next month. Candidates can withdraw their nominations till the 30th of this month. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. In a special initiative to increase voter participation in urban areas during the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections, school students of classes 6 to 12 will write letters to parents to exercise their franchise. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said that students will write a letter between 11 a.m. and 12 noon today in private and government schools across the state. The Chief Electoral Officer said this initiative is part of the Systematic Voters Education and Electoral Participation or SWEEP program.
इस सोशल कैंपेन में आपका छठवां से बारहवीं तक स्टूडेंट है ये शामिल होंगे। ये बावी मतदाता है, अपने माता पिता से अपील करेंगे आने वाला विधानसभा चुनाव में मताधिकार का प्रयोग करने के लिए। झारखंड में वोटर टर्नआउट को इम्प्रूव करने की आवश्यकता है। इस कैंपेन का हैशटैग मम्मी पापा वोट दो। इस कैंपेन का आप कोई भी सोशल मीडिया हैंडल में आपका शेयर करने के समय में इस हैशटैग का लिंक करते हुए करिए ताकि बहुत ज्यादा वोटर के साथ में इस मैसेज जा सके।
In Bihar, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will hold a crucial meeting of the ruling NDA constituents in Patna today to discuss election-related issues and concert its strategy within the coalition. The meeting, which is being held ahead of the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections next year, assumes importance as it will set the process of election-related discussion in motion among the allies. Mr. Kumar is also the national president of JDU. Besides BJP and JDU, other leaders of NDA constituents like LJP are Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting. All party presidents, senior party leaders, MPs, MLAs, MLCs, district presidents have been asked to attend the meeting. The second phase of the Second Army Commanders Conference for 2024 will be held today in Delhi. The first conference this year of the biannual event was organized in April in New Delhi, while the second conference is being held in a hybrid mode, with Sikkim's Gangtok having hosted the first phase. In the second phase, the senior hierarchy of Indian Army will congregate for 2 days. The Defence Ministry said that the second phase of the conference will feature a discussion on the evolving geopolitical landscape, followed by brainstorming on operational matters. In Japan, the coalition led by Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, has lost majority in parliament. According to provisional election results, opposition parties secured more than half the seats in the lower house. With results of 22 seats yet to be declared, the LDP and its coalition partner, Kumito, have bagged 208 seats as against opposition's 235. The largest opposition party, Constitutional Democratic Party or CDP, has won 143 seats so far. A party needs a majority of 233 seats in the lower house of parliament, the Diet, to govern alone. On to sports now. In table tennis, India's Yashaswini Ghorpade and Kritvika Roy has clinched their women's doubles title at the WTT FIDE Cagliari 2024 table tennis tournament in Italy last night. The star Indian duo defeated the South Korean pair of Yoo Si-woo and Kim Hyun 3-1 in the final to capture the crown. In wrestling, India's Chirag has bagged the gold medal at the Under-23 Wrestling World Championship 2024 in Tirana, Albania. He defeated Abdul Malik Karachov of Kyrgyzstan 4-3 in the men's 57kg freestyle category last night. Adding more medals to the Indian tally, fellow grapplers Sujit and Vicky each earned bronze in their respective weight categories. In football, India's journey in the SAF Women's Championship 2024 came to an end after a hard-fought semi-final against Nepal in Kathmandu. The match ended 1-1 in regular time, leading to a penalty shootout where Nepal emerged victorious with a 4-2 score. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on causes, symptoms and prevention of dengue with Professor, Department of Medicine, Lady Harding Medical College, Dr. Anupam Prakash. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our expert regarding dengue. To participate, simply dial telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Saira. With residents of Delhi NCR already gasping for fresh air, Hindustan Times informs city's air quality is set to turn severe a day before Diwali. While the Pioneer takes note of the disrupted water supply in Delhi, the paper headlines Yamuna froths, Delhi's taps run dry. Newspapers have widely noticed the Prime Minister's word of caution against cyber crimes. The Asian Age headlines Stop, Think, Take Action. Modi cautions all on digital arrest. Newspapers have also covered the stampede in Mumbai. Several injured in Bandra station stampede, writes Hindustan Times. Israel strikes, kills 45 across Gaza as true stocks resume, writes the Hindu. While the Business Standard notes Israel strike on Iran may add to market woes. The Indian Express writes Lebanon calls India to urge Israel to respect global law, says envoy. And finally, in a heartwarming story, 65-year-old Rajesh Kumar is set to take his first ever flight from Pune to Delhi to meet his sister. The Times of India writes, siblings reunite to share meetha and memories. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez to jointly inaugurate Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing of C-295 military plane in Vadodara today. Prime Minister Modi to also dedicate to nation gauge conversion of Bhojnalia rail line in Gujarat. Prahlad Joshi, Union Minister, paddy will be procured as promised and not a single grain will be left out. Japan's ruling coalition loses majority in parliamentary elections. India's Yashaswini Ghorpade and Kritvika Roy clinch women's doubles title in Italy. And India's grappler Chirag bags gold medal at Under-23 Wrestling World Championship in Albania. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.